Welcome back to the Dungeons & Dragons Podcast UK.
We are six British friends who gather together to entertain crowds, then obscure their vision and give our teammates a slight jolt. We thoroughly hope you enjoy listening to our series named Apricot Adventures. My name is Aaron and I will be the GM.
Hi, I'm Samantha. I play Nianna Amakir, the elf wizard.
Hi, I'm Yasmin. I play Coriolano D'Lastro, the human rogue.
Hi, I'm Craig. I play Walker Bowman, the ranger human.
Hi, I'm Ben. I play Welby Tealeaf, the halfling cleric.
I'm Jacob, and I play Zagreus, the half-elf druid.
Staying hydrated. So, our heroes are pitting their lives, might and coin purses against Scylla. Let's hope Flahagalagalagafagalagan is with them.
He brings you out and you are brought out into the arena at the opposing end to the palace. From where you're stood, you can see the two ruins, you can see the very, very large metal gate behind which is probably your friend. And then behind that you can see the... It's not an overly large palace in which the Orc King lives, but it is quite an aggressive-looking palace. Everything's sharp, nothing's pretty. It's much more sharp and pointed. He can be seen leaning over the balcony of the palace in his finery, Orcish finery. It's not overly bling, but it's some very, very nice armour. And he is really... like, you can see he's studying each of you. He doesn't know what you look like, but he knows you're challenging his puppies. Andrew leads you out. Right. You've got about 60 seconds to get yourselves ready before they open the gate. Good luck! And he sprints out. Once he leaves, which is through this side entrance, large, thick metal gate closes behind him. That is the only other gate in here. All the rest of it is solid stone all the way around. You've got 60 seconds, position yourselves. Oh, Walker takes a raised position.
Wise. And I'm going to notch one of my long-range piercing arrows.
Okay.
Can I roll to hide?
Yep.
17 plus 11, 28.
Okay. Can I have a climb check from you, please? From Walker.
Where's my climb at the top? So, 11.
Yeah, just about. You scramble up and it's not pretty. A couple of the orcs in the crowd jeer and take the mick out of you. You guys get into your positions, and has anyone ever been like paintballing or airsoft, where you take position for that very first game and your heart just goes as you're like, fuck! That's the feeling you've all got. The crowd begins to just quiet down. You know that natural way that you're sat in the cinema and everyone just kind of gets that universal, this film is starting, and everyone goes quiet. That happens, and for a good 5 or 6 seconds, nothing. And then the gate begins to lift.
I'm assuming we've all drawn weapons at this point.
I would fucking hope so. Yeah. The gate begins to lift.
Is it a portcullis type?
Yeah. And still, no noise. The gate fully opens, and beyond the gate, you can see nothing. It's just pure darkness. Can I have spot checks from... Not everyone, because not all of you can see the gate from your position.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Who's here?
Me.
You're hiding, you won't be able to see the gate. You two. Just Nianna and Walker, please. Nobody else can see the gate.
18 for Walker.
22.
Yeah, you both see two bright red eyes illuminate in the dark. And as those two eyes do, another two, and another two, and another two, and another two. As this behemoth Hydra comes storming out into the field. It slithers up at some speed, and once it's out into the centre area of the field, the gate crashes behind it, and almost as if the Hydra's fully aware that it is the star of this show, it just releases this almighty screech. Will saves from everyone, please.
Is this with my minus two?
Yes, it is with your minus two.
13.
Yep.
12 for Walker.
Yep.
Three.
Oh, that's bad.
23.
That's good.
Plus two versus fear, 17.
Nice. All of you are like, whoa. You, however, that noise, you're tucked down hiding, and you hear the of the crowd as it comes out, and then you hear this ear piercing, and you can't help it. Both hands relinquish their hold, and it's to the ears. You're shaken for this next round. Roll initiative.
Oh, wow. I swear to God, these guys betray me.
Ooh, yes.
22 for Walker.
Ooh. That's an 8 for Zagreus.
22 from me as well, mate.
It'd be a 23 from Nienna with a nat 20.
Oh, Nienna's going to be first then.
Oh, great.
Outroll that.
11.
Oh, that's about right. So Nienna is... Well, you're first. Who was next in the numbers?
We're both 22.
So, who's got the higher dex, Mark?
Me.
So, Walker on 22, Welby on 22, Zagreus?
8.
And?
11.
Okay, so it's going to be die on 11. What's your dex modifier?
Plus 4.
You're going to go first.
Just a quick question, mate. My long range piercing, do I get any extra to attack rolls? No.
It's got a further range increment. If your normal arrow would go to 120 feet, that will go to 180 before you get negatives.
Okay, cool.
Okay, top of the round, Nienna.
Right, no point in messing around. I'm going to attempt to cast Seeking Ray on it.
Can't see it.
Oh, I'm round the corner. Oh, God.
No. You'll need to move to be able to... You can step outwards.
Yes, I'm going to step to there.
Yep.
And I'm certain I can see its head from above.
Yeah, you can now see it easily.
Right, okay.
From there.
I'm going to cast Seeking Ray, or attempt to cast Seeking Ray onto it.
Okay.
At head height, not on its body.
At head height, okay. Roll to hit, range touch.
11 plus 14.
Hit. Roll damage. Oh, which head are you targeting, or are you targeting the body?
Oh, well, I'll.
You can target
I'll
head
target,
or body.
I'll tell you what, I'll target the body.
Okay, yeah. Body, yeah. Directly straight into its stomach. Roll damage.
Four. What's that? That's 5, 9, 10, 11. 13 points of damage.
That's Nienna's turn. Walker.
Okay, is it still screeching with its mouth open?
No. No, it's come down from its screech and all heads. Right at this point, the electricity's hit its stomach and all of its heads have turned their attention towards Nienna.
Okay. So I'm going to go for this... The head on the left-hand side, seeing as they're all looking that way.
Okay, so I'm going to say this is 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 from
okay,
my
so head one.
Yep, so head
we
one.
We go for head one. I've already got my long-range piercing, so I'm not going to take a movement action to change my arrow.
Okay.
Is it within 30 foot?
Yeah, I'd
yeah,
say so.
Within 30 foot. So just the single one, I've got a plus 10 to hit.
Go.
So that's 19 to hit.
Hits.
I get a d8 plus 3. So that's 4, 5, 6, 7 damage.
Okay, yeah. The arrow, and as it does, you're drawn to the attention of it. That's where the dagger is in that particular head. And you can see it sticking out of the side of the Hydra's head. You, however, Yaz, can't see. As you're still in the dirt crying.
Yeah.
Welby!
I'm not going to move. Am I within 30 foot of Walker?
No.
Butch me up next to Corilandro, then I'll straight up.
Where do you want?
Yeah, move there.
Excuse me!
There
Big
you go.
Room, yeah,
just
in
there,
the same
or...
square.
And then I'm going to cast Bless.
Ah, okay, is that plus one to hit and plus one damage?
Yes, it does.
He casts Bless. Blesses everyone. Everyone gets a plus one on attack rolls. Doesn't apply to magic attack rolls. And everyone gets a plus one versus fear effects on the saving throws. You count as only being lesser shaken now, so it's only a minus one on all your rolls. Welby's turn over. It's now your turn.
Right. Well, I'm going to lob that vial of acid at it.
Roll to hit.
12 plus 15 plus the 1, 16.
Minus the 1.
That's a hit.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're aiming for its body.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's roll a d6 of acid damage.
4.
Okay.
Right, well, I'm just going to peel myself back around over here.
Okay. Hydra's go. This head, head 5, rears back. You see a glowing orange light appear from the back of its throat as it opens its mouth. Now, Hydra's have reach of 10 foot. considering it occupies this square, it can hit you.
Oh, is this me? I thought it was Nienna.
And it doesn't have range on her from there, but the one head that's drawn back is targeting her. Two of the heads are targeting you. Okay, that's a critical fail on the one. Sorry, it's four heads targeting you, not one. 12 to hit?
Nope, miss.
10 to hit?
Miss.
25.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That might hit. Okay, the head that critically failed, as it arcs to come for you, rips this piece clean off and just takes it back in its mouth and begins to just crunch it down and rip it apart. It's fully occupied with doing that. The other one that does hit you deals 6 points of damage.
Okay.
As its head slams, it doesn't quite manage to get a bite on you, but its head slams into the broken building that you're on and catches your leg on the way past.
Okay.
Zagreus.
I'm going to cast Bark Skin on myself, which gives me +2 to my natural armour and lasts 10 minutes per caster level, so 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's the rest of the fight.
Yeah, so I've got an extra 2 to my AC as my standard action.
I'm just going to peek my head round just a little bit.
That's going to be my movement.
Okay. Top of the round, Nienna.
I'm going that way.
Run away!
I'm going that way. The odds are not good. Right, I'm going to move to the most shallowest possible angle round the back of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can still just see it with one eye and a hand. That's it. And I'll just go at it again with another
brace. At its stomach again, yeah?
Yeah, we'll just...
Roll its damage. No, roll it to hit. Do you mark critically fail?
Oh, fuck.
What is it?
You critically failed, didn't you?
Oh my god!
Those dice don't
like
you.
How are you so bad? I don't know.
You run out of its line of sight, stop against the wall, spin round to fire this ray at it, but you misjudge it and you slam your hand straight into the nearby building that you're on. Now, there's a 50-50 whether this building's going to conduct any form of electricity. High or low, Craig?
High!
Well, it's stone, isn't it?
No, it looks like stone. I didn't say it was stone.
It's magic.
It's low. 23. This building will conduct electricity.
Are you wearing rubber shoes?
High or low, Craig?
Again?
Mm-hmm.
High!
High. If it's high, it's not so bad. It's 28.
Ooh.
It's pretty bad. Nienna, roll damage.
No! Oh, no.
Craig, reflex save.
Oh. 14.
Oh, that's 19. Really quite nasty. Oh, that's nasty.
19, right, okay. You don't take 19 damage. Luckily, you pass your reflex save. This building that you're stood on is a combination of metal and wood, basically. And you hear Nienna cast this spell, and you feel the... You know, like when you're around high electricity areas, you can feel the static in the air. You can feel that. And as you do, you feel the bolt come up your leg as you're stood against the metal. You jump away from it. You take only half of the damage there, which is 9.
Okay.
Can I have another dexterity saving throw from you, please?
Oh, well, I'm fucked. 8.
As you jump clean off the edge of the building, landing prone, you also take 3 points of falling damage for leaping off the edge of this building. As the wizard damn near fries your ass. It is now your turn, Walker.
Okay. A movement action. I am going to army crawl underneath so it can't see me.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. And as my action, I am going to douse myself in a Cure Light Wounds potion, which is a d8+1.
If you don't douse yourself that.
You know what I'm going to do, yeah. I'm going to
pop it and I go, I don't know.
I'm
going to
shot
better.
It like it's my whiskey.
Okay, yeah.
So a d8+1. So that's 3.
Okay. I'd just like to point out that so far, Nienna has done more damage than the Hydra than the rest of the party. So just want to put that out there.
Go team. Okay.
Welby.
Right, okay. Move up slightly so I can see him properly.
Yep.
Can I reach with my sling?
What is your sling's range?
It's 50 foot.
So, yeah, you're in range.
I'm going to sling at the Hydra.
Just a normal...
Yes, because that's all I've got.
Are you going for its body?
Head one.
Head one?
Because I think...
Head one with dagger.
Yeah. Wouldn't it make more sense to take the heads out sequentially, together?
Yeah.
And then
even if you agree
up.
With this, none of you can act upon this information.
Yeah, okay.
None of you have heard
it.
Okay.
Unless he shouts it.
Okay.
I'm going to start attacking the heads!
Now you can possibly act upon it.
15 nice. Plus. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Give me the smallest dice possible to do a little,
come on.
A little bit of damage. 1 point of damage.
Come on, Welby. Yes!
Pardon?
Do you not get any bonuses with damage?
No. He doesn't have any mods.
I didn't prep magic stone.
Go, rogue.
The only thing I can do is try and draw its attention by throwing a smoke stick away from the wizard.
Are you doing it in high heels?
What?
How does nobody get... Please tell me you get that reference.
Oh, Jurassic Park, oh, yeah.
The bin who goes, yeah. I'm going to get the T-Rex to follow me in high heels.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to throw a smoke stick.
Yeah.
Where?
Kind of round here, try and draw its attention away from her.
Okay. How wise is the Hydra? There's at least three of the heads are not even going to pay attention.
Because I'm assuming it's going to like bellow red smoke and fizzle and make noise.
A smoke stick is a flare.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's going to be bright. I think there's a 50% chance it will draw the attention of head one.
It is lit, by the way. I'm not just going to throw it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. High or low?
Ben.
Low.
It's high, 71. Head one is not interested. Head two, I'm going to say there's a 40% chance. High or low?
High.
High. Okay, so if it's 60 and upwards, its head is drawn. 15.
Ben.
Your smoke stick achieves zilch as you launch it out and the Hydra doesn't even look toward it, let alone pay attention.
I don't know, it looks pretty. There's a crowd for it.
Well, yeah, the crowd are enjoying this battle so far. The wizard electrocuting the ranger. I mean, I'm enjoying it. Hydra's turn. Hydra moves up. Its final head, the one that had it going on, reflex save.
That'll be 22.
22, you take half damage. That's 7, so you take 4, round it up. You take 4 points of fire damage as the head comes round, actively round like a snake to where you are and just gouts flame at you. This head, head 4, draws back. And you can see the orange opening in its mouth as it begins to breathe in through a gap of flame. Heads 1, 2 and 3 all attack at you.
They can't see me, can they?
They don't need to see you. They're aware of where you are. And they are literally attacking straight at this.
Oh, right.
You have 75% concealment.
Okay.
Right? But they're going for you. They will smash that whole thing off to get to you happily. They are literally slamming their heads into it. So,
bring it.
Their attack is... 21?
Obviously.
12?
Nope.
18?
Yeah.
So, two concealments. You can roll it.
What am I
percentile.
Rolling? Oh, okay.
You choose high or low. You have 75, so...
High. So,
right, so, if it's...
74 or under?
74 or under, you're Gucci.
Okay, 92!
Okay, you're not Gucci. You take a hit from that one.
81!
How do you do that? That's it, those two hit you, the other one misses. You only take half damage from them, and they have completely destroyed the section you were stood on, as all three of these heads just barrage it and smash it down. The damage you're taking is almost less from them and more from the rubble that's being pounded on top of you as these things just aggressively attack.
What's my damage?
Your damage is...
Well, I'm KO'd, more or less.
9.
That's close.
9 points of damage as one of them manages to get a good bite into the side of your shoulder, and as it comes up, the rubble that falls off just impacts up on top of you. Your ranger really needs some help. Oh yeah, and on to Zagreus.
Right, I'm going to step out from cover.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast Produce Flame. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start throwing fireballs at which head's closest.
Logically, head one.
That's those 8 hits, does it? Do I get any bonuses?
Range touch attack. But I think you had your spell modifier. Mm. Yeah.
That would be a 12.
On a range touch?
Yes. Hey.
That's a hit.
Damage, finally. And I am dealing 1d6 plus 1 point per caster level. I'm a level 4 druid, so
1d6 plus 4.
That's 9 points of fire damage to which head was it? Head one?
One. Yep, head one screeches and falls down. Head one is now hanging limp.
Somebody cut it off!
I can't.
And I think... That's
the head with the dagger in it. Let's see, as it falls, does the dagger get dislodged? I say there's a 20% chance, high or low?
Low.
Low. 0 to 20?
What's happening from 0 to 20?
85. Nothing's happening.
Okay.
Okay. Top of the round. Wizard, go. The crowd at this point are going wild.
Okay. If I go to my maximum range on movement, that would put me
there.
Right,
then
okay.
I'm gonna have to go with Scorching Ray.
Roll to hit.
Oh god, really?
Just don't fuck it up.
I'm trying not to.
If you roll a one, you failed. Otherwise, you've pretty much guaranteed the hit.
I got a roll of 13.
Right, you've
whatever.
Hit. Are you aiming this at a head in particular, or are you still aiming at the body?
As I can't aim at the body because I can't. Oh.
A Hydra literally has a kind of heart-like chest that you can easily see that's towering over the top of here. And where its heart-like chest is, it's from that that its head's protruding. You can see its chest.
No, I'm going to go at the chest again.
Okay.
13
points of fire damage. Go on, Walker.
To get out from the rubble, is it a move action?
Total disengage would be my advice.
I have something in mind.
Okay, you will provoke attack of opportunity.
Will I?
Yeah.
It's right on top.
Why are you pissing on all my plans today? The plan was get up, get the alchemist fire, because one of them still got his trap open, conjuring a fireball, and I was going to hoy it in his mouth.
If you do that, the splash effect's going to come down on you.
Yeah. What was the damage on the splash?
One.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Oh.
I'm doing it into the mouth, into number five that was mouth open
number
for the fireball.
Number four.
That was it.
Mouth open for fireball.
Okay.
What did you roll?
No.
Craig, I need to know.
I need to go home.
I think he may have killed himself.
He's chaotic tragic.
This is the first time I've cocked up. Yeah, that was a. Do I add anything to it?
It's a throw, so plus BAB and strength.
That's a 6 all in.
What did you roll?
I've got a 4 BA. I'll let you figure it out.
You've got a 4 BAB and a strength plus 1. You just critically failed. So currently your legs are basically pinned underneath the rubble, but your upper chest is visible. You've grabbed at your alchemist's fire and fuck you! Launched it at the Hydra. You completely missed the Hydra. Entirely missed the Hydra. However, what you have managed to hit is the building that you were stood on. You've hit it with the alchemist's fire again. The alchemist's fire has exploded and yet another piece of rubble has just kind of fallen off and landed. I'm going to give you a chance here. High or low, Craig?
High.
High. It's low. Yeah, this piece of rubble falls off and lands against the piece that's already on your legs, crunching down. You take an extra point of damage, and then it falls clean over you. It, however, is a large piece of rubble and basically ends up with your legs there, a piece of rubble like that, if we say like that, and that's your head, and this piece falls like that.
Oh, we've got a shield.
You ain't moving. But you are in complete concealment. As far as the Hydra's concerned, you do not exist.
Okay. I'm just throwing this out there. Seeing as it exploded on the thing, does it get any splash damage? I mean, I know it's 1 point, but you know.
It really will help. High or low, Craig?
We'll go higher then.
High. 23. I'm sorry. It does not take any splash. Do you know what? We'll do it for each head that's close to it. I'd say there are 3 heads there that are close to it.
We're going high every time.
Sorry, 5, 2, and 3 because 1 is down.
Yeah, high every time.
High every time. 23. 56! So head 5 takes 1 point of fire damage.
That'll show it.
You fucked it up there, mate. Well done.
I knew I would.
Well be.
Just for the record, Welby is just shaking his head in silence. In fact, his arms are folded. He's sunk into the chair.
I don't know how I can possibly help you.
you can't at this point.
I'm thinking, but nothing's coming to mind.
What are you going to do, Welby?
I'm going to step back
to the edge of the pillar.
And then I'm going to summon a monster.
Ooh, good thinking.
To try and keep it a little busy. So it's a summoner level 2 monster.
Mmm, tasty.
What should we go for? What do we use for? A giant bombardier beetle.
Giant bombardier beetle would be pretty cool, actually.
Well, it might help us for a turn, so yeah.
Mm. Want to go over one of them? Where would you like to summon your beetle?
My beetle. I'll summon him next to the Hydra, so he can do his thing.
Next to the Hydra?
Yeah. What kind of attack did he have, sorry?
Okay, he has a bite. At plus 2.
Yeah.
And then if he's attacked, he will respond with a 10-foot cone of acidic vapor.
Yeah, well, we want that, so.
Do you want to summon him sort of like here? Because you haven't got line of sight round the building. Or you could summon him.
Yeah, I'll summon him up and I'll say, off you go, boy.
Okay, so he's going to charge an attack. Roll to hit.
18.
Hit, roll damage, which is 1d4 plus 1. And this is to the body as well.
2.
2 points of damage.
Still 2.
Okay, yeah, and he'll go on your turn every time.
Brilliant.
Okay, it is Scylla's turn. Head 1 is down, so head 2 is going to bite back at the beetle. 6 plus 6 versus an AC of 16. Doesn't hit.
Wow.
So it misses. We've got head 3. Head 4 releases its gout of flame at... Oh, God, it's got quite a long gout of flame as well, actually. Okay, the fire reaches basically straight up to you and the square behind you. It is 10 foot high and 10 foot wide. So it is quite a gout of flame. Can I have a reflex save?
Reflex.
Only
12.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
That's really not good. I can't see the D6s. Oh, they are. Oh, 14 points of fire damage. As it gouts along the floor and engulfs you.
Right, well, I'm down.
The other two heads don't go because there's no one to go at. However, head 3 rears its head back and an orange light can be seen inside of its mouth. It moves to here. Oh, roll attack with your beetle. Ooh. Attack of opportunity.
Oh, nice, 15. 15.
Yeah, yeah, hits it. Roll a d4 plus 1.
So 2.
It bites its arse. Zagreus.
Right. I am going to... move. I'm going to move here, and I'm going to cast Obscuring Mist.
Nice. Centred on you.
Yep, 20 and feet,
20
around,
feet
me.
Around you.
Anybody within 5 feet of me
so
has a 20% miss chance when they get hit.
You guys.
And, oh, right. The creatures 5 feet away from the from the mist have a 20% miss chance.
Yep.
Any further have a 50% miss chance. So now, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4.
So
basically,
there.
Yeah. So
you
two, yeah.
Could I try and rehide since I'm in the mist?
Yeah.
I'd run the fuck away. 15.
Do I get a bonus for being in the mist?
You don't need one. It doesn't know you there. Okay, and now top of the round. How far below zero?
2.
Roll me a constitution save.
9.
9. Not you go enough. Down a negative... again, so you're a minus 3 now. She's bleeding out. You're still conscious, aren't you?
Just.
Okay, cool. It's your turn.
Yeah, okay. Rifle into my backpack. Hopefully my cure light wounds hasn't broken.
Oh, I'm going to say your backpack was predominantly out. I'm going to give it a 25% chance, high or low.
High.
High.
25 so, to 100, is it?
Well, from 25 well, up to 100 is all groovy.
Yeah. Right, yeah, so I'm gonna guzzle that, so that's a D8 plus 1. 6 points of health back, so now I am on a whopping 8.
If you want to try and, you know, get the rubble off here.
Yeah, but there's a chance that more will crumble, isn't it, and it's just going to squish my head.
There's certainly that chance on a critical fail. So my advice would be, don't critically fail, and you'll be all right.
Well... So if I take the rest of my action just to try and shimmy out of the rubble north way, like away from the Hydra.
Okay, strength check, please.
4!
Yeah, you... It's just not moving anywhere. You are absolutely pinned down by this thing.
Your bow pinned
you
down?
Spend the whole of your time trying to lift this stuff off of your legs and there's just no giving there at all.
Yeah, okay.
Welby and your beetle.
Beetle boy will move close to the Hydra.
Yeah, Beetle boy moves
bite
up.
Bite his ass.
And bites him. Is Beetle boy going to charge?
Yeah, why not?
Gain an extra plus 2 to your hit. Plus 4 to hit.
It's going
to
go.
That's only 9.
That's included. And it is just a straight attack, which means versus AC, no, it misses. It does actually land that it kind of, as opposed to biting, this beetle is like one of the horned beetles. It just kind of... falls onto its side, little legs go, and then it like shreemex itself, and it's okay. Hydras are scaly and they're tough, you know. Your turn.
Right, I'm going to cast Sanctuary on myself.
Yeah. I wonder.
Yeah.
And I'm going to move up to stand next to Nienna.
Okay. You cast Sanctuary, you move up to Nienna. Rogue.
What's the range between me and its nearest head?
Oh, about 30 feet.
Is it mouth open on that head? I'm only asking because I want to try and chuck a flare in his mouth.
I think what you should do is some crazy acrobatic shit. Run up the stuff that's on top of Walker. Might hurt him a bit, but he'll get over it. Jump on top of the thing and like climb onto one of its head just because it'll look cool as balls.
Yeah, but I can't get up that far.
Yeah, you can if you use a whole action for it.
Yeah, but I can't take a whole action and...
Yeah, of course you can, because it's fun.
Rule of cool.
Rule of cool, man. You've always got to apply the rule of cool. If you go, I'm going to run up the rubble, make a kick-ass acrobatics check, leap onto its fucking head, and just go to town, rule of cool says that you can at least try.
Go for it, then.
Yes! Right, okay, so you run up. Oh, yes. Run up to here, you sprint on up. I'll have an acrobatics check, please.
What do you want me to do because I don't have acrobatics?
Just roll it as if you did. Because everyone can do acrobatics.
Just take a roll.
15 plus 4, so 19.
Yeah, you move swiftly up. And you're basically at this point now. Can I have a jump check, please?
Think Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, this is clean, man.
8.
Oh. Okay. Can I have a dexterity roll, please? And then a strength roll, please.
10 for dex.
It's not great, but it's inside the
brain. Do you want the dex or the reflex?
No, dex on a reflex save.
And then strength.
Well, I suppose it could be a reflex. No, fuck it, make it a reflex save.
Okay, so that was 6 for... 14.
That's much better. Strength. This is just straight strength now.
Please be not 20. Oh, it's not bad. It's 17 minus 1, 16.
Okay. You sprint up the rubble, turning on the spot to leap back on yourself. The rubble gives way as your foot slips. You kind of jump, but very quickly you're able to adjust yourself mid-flight, catching your hand onto one of the back of its scales, one of its ray scales on the back of its neck. This thing begins to whip, and you are whipped about. Lock your hands on, lock your legs around it, and you are, at this point, just both arms around it, both legs around it, going, right, on the back of this thing's neck. You begin your next turn attached to its neck. Hydra turn. Right, Scylla's third head can release a gout of flame, but there's only a Welby, and it's not sure it can deal with a Welby. Hydra unleashes a gout of flame. I'm not playing Sanctuary that something can't attack. I'm going to play Sanctuary that it can't attack after it's attempted it if it fails, but the attack still goes off with no effect. It releases this gout of flame, and this celestial-like shield just completely negates it as the flames split, not only around you, but around Nienna's corpse as well. The Hydra's head just kind of stops and just perplexingly kind of turns as if to go, what the fuck just happened there? It fails its will save. It can now not attack you for the duration of the spell, and the rest of its heads don't do anything. They all just kind of, what the fuck? It moves. 1, 2, 3, 4. Coming to here. Can I have a reflex save from you, please?
16.
Yeah, that's good. As it begins to move, you're like, fuck, 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 fuck. But you're able to keep hold of it. Okay, Zagreus.
Is head one still down?
Yeah, head one is dragging along the floor, like bouncing around. Oh, that's another point, actually. Has the... high or low?
Low.
The blade has fallen from its head.
Where?
Where?
You'll find that out at the end, won't you?
Oh, everyone wants to grab it.
It's probably stood on it.
Which head is...
You can make me a spot check from the back of its body. That's a massive negative.
That is a massive negative.
Seven. What? No, it was a 7. Why not you?
That one, you roll negative 12.
7 plus 5. 12.
Right, so 2. No, you don't see it.
Yeah, I'm not as bad as you.
Okay, we have got...
Yeah, or you.
Is that within charging range of me? And which one's head one? Is that head one?
Or is no, head that? One is this one over here. Yeah. The Yaz is attached to... So, gout of... Oh, yeah, gout of flame came from...
Head three.
Head three, which means head two is due to a gout of flame, which Yaz is attached to.
But how much back of its head?
Well, I wonder if it's going to heat up its core when it goes down.
Would I be able to cast Flame Blade and charge it?
No, because it's a standard action to cast Flame Blade.
Right. In that case, can I produce Flame and Flame Blade at the same time?
You take 2 turns to do it.
I've already got Produce Flame on, but could I just cast Flame Blade as well with my other hand?
Yeah.
Cool, I'm going to cast Flame Blade, and then can I just throw another Fireball at it then? Well, another Produce Flame.
No, because that would be
standard as your attack action. Cool.
You could move and cast the sword, and then you've got the choice of attack with the sword or throw the fireball each turn.
Sword it. bracelet. I'm going to move over to there then.
Okay.
And yeah, that's me done.
I'm really scuppered as to what the fuck I'm meant to do. Yeah. Because there's not a fat lot I can... Oh, you didn't do anything with your beetle on your last turn.
Oh, didn't I?
He did.
No.
He did. It missed.
It missed. It bounced off.
Top of the round, Nianna, roll a constitution check for me, please.
3.
No, that's another point lost. She's really bleeding. She's not bleeding out rapidly. She's charcoal.
she's slowly crispening.
Yeah, she's slowly going to... well done. 22 on Walker.
I mean, through the rubble and tings, can I peek it? Like, can I see it?
If you imagine that the situation, it's here and it's there, and you've got, like, a triangle of light and a triangle of light. However, think about your arrows.
Yeah, they're on my thighs, my arrows.
Not all of them.
Yeah, but they're on my back.
Yeah. You've got a certain type of arrow that you could potentially use to help yourself get out. Not the explosive one. I'm not thinking, I'm free! Yeah. I'm also dead.
But wouldn't have I smashed him already?
No, because the quiver that he gave you was not a standard quiver.
Oh, yes, yeah. It was proper things.
It protects them, because the last thing he wants is his fucking customers exploding and then not coming back to buy more arrows.
And so. Potions.
What would you like to do?
I will struggle an oil arrow out of my back quiver, and I'm just going to smash it across the rocks that are pinning me down.
You're lubricating
yourself. He's lubing it.
Yeah, I'm lubing up.
It's only a small amount of oil. I mean,
now, don't you get excited when you see this.
This much oil. Can I have a strength and a dex roll from you?
I'll go. Dex is 6 plus 3, so that's 9. And 11 plus 1 for strength, so that's 12.
You're able to lift just enough to get some wiggle room, and you begin to move your legs out. You have got out from under it. You are in the position of one piece of stone like that, one piece of stone like that, and you'll lay that way.
Lengthways.
You'll lay lengthways now, like having turned to your side, having got out. You take a minus 10 to movement speed for the next 2 rounds because your legs are fucking destroyed.
Yeah, seems reasonable.
First way. Well, B, this Hydra's messing you guys up and it's barely done anything.
We'll go for the beetle.
Yep, beetle chases it down with a charge
still
again.
Still chasing it.
Roll to hit, plus 4. This is just this beetle. I'll fuck you up!
19,
plus
23.
Four. Yeah, that hits, roll damage, 1d4 plus 1.
5.
Five.
Five
points of
damage. The beetle's going to do more damage. Yeah. I swear, if this beetle kills it before we do,
we'll have to give him a cut of the gold.
Okay. And your turn?
I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds on Nia.
1d8 plus 6.
8.
Plus 6, 14, that's 14. Points.
Are you basically fully healed?
Not far off.
The crowd, they're loving this battle. Although, you did get a few when you did the whole sanctuary, my god stops you. People didn't like that.
I mean, it's a cool scene, though. It would make a great postcard.
It would. I mean, that whole kind of parting it with the wizard lay unconscious and just the ranger's head under the rubble. It's the rogue. To start off with, I'll have a dexterity roll, please, to see if you're hanging on to this
reflex.
Monstrosity. Yeah, reflex save will do it. Oh, it's not, is it?
Nat 1.
Can I have a roll to hit with your...
face.
Not the Hydra.
Scimitar, please.
Scimitar, roll to hit. Okay.
Don't roll well.
Yeah. Roll to fail. Yeah. No. Really?
20.
Nat 1.
I try so hard. Oh, no. I'm taking over. Right. Fucking, I'm not leaving the dice rolls in your hands.
Switch your seats.
It gets to you, and you're piggybacking this Hydra. You've still got your scimitar in one hand, and as you draw up to try and bring this blade crashing down on the top of its head, it rears back, fucking sending you flying back on your, like, off its back. You take...
I tumble this
one? You can try.
27.
Your tumble allows you to take half damage, because even though you... When you land, you're able to very quickly roll backwards from it and back up onto your feet. You still land on your back, off the back of the Hydra. 10, 12, 6 points of damage as your spine crumples into the floor. Your scimitar, fuck knows where that's
from. No!
Because you've hit the deck and it has just flown off. However, high or low?
High.
However, nothing.
No!
Oh. Is there anything else going to happen?
Can I do a quick spot check, see if I can actually spot them with some gloves on?
No. At this point, you are... winded. You are behind it. Oh, did you crush the bombardier beetle? Oh, did you? Did you? Considering you had two critical fails in a row, I think it's very fair for the GM to say 50%. 50-50. He's your beetle. High or low?
High.
High. If it's high, you didn't crush and kill the bombardier beetle. If it's low...
He's got his head in his arms.
It is...
Oh, that was...
Because that would have been beautiful, because you'd have landed on it and it would have responded by spraying acid at you.
Lug, taking care of us for now.
Well called, Ben. Yeah, you land near the beetle and it's just... You failed that miserably. I don't know what to do with my Hydra at this point, because... Okay, so head two that was attached to Yaz at this point rears back up and the red is seen inside its mouth again. It's rearing for its breath attack. It's going to ignore you too, due to your sanctuary. It is going to turn and turn all of its attention to your bombardier beetle. Oh,
not Barry the bombardier beetle.
This beast misses. Misses. 16.
Ideally, we do want
11 points of damage against your beetle, reducing him to 2 hit points. Yeah, the one
opportunity.
No.
And some spray.
Oh, it will respond with its acid spray. It doesn't get attack of opportunity though.
Oh, that's what I mean. Sorry, yeah.
I'm so sorry, Yaz. What is my? Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh,
but it's not good enough. It's not good enough. So roll me, Ben. 1d4+2.
1d4+2.
5.
5. The Hydra takes 5 points of damage as the beetle gets bitten into, and you hear the of the beetle, and then it just kind of explodes this acid splurge all up the front of the Hydra, which is pretty nasty. It's certainly effective.
Probably stings.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Hydra's not happy about it.
It's going in his mouth.
Huh?
It's going in his mouth.
No, it's just going in his mouth. But when the Hydra inevitably does kill it and eat it, that's going to be interesting. There's going to be acid flying everywhere as it munches it. It's going to be like a rain.
Oh, no.
Zagreus.
Right, okay.
I'm going to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... Yeah, fuck it. And then I'm going to cast... I'm going to throw my one of my fire bolt things at it.
What are you throwing it at?
Head 5?
Because head 1 is dead.
Oh, that's an 18.
That's a hit.
That's 2. That's 8 points of damage to head 5.
Yeah, you boof, lob this fireball, hits it straight in the eye of the Hydra, and this head just rears up shrieking. Can I have a will save from you, please?
Sorry.
You get an extra plus 1 to it.
Bless.
Because you're blessed from Welby.
Right.
Is that a 1?
Is that a 1?
Just for the listeners, that is in fact a nat 1.
With my minus 2.
Which is only a minus 1 because of Welby's health.
You've rolled a 0.
After having landed and the air's taken out of you, you've taken a second just kind of looking at the floor trying to... You hear this psss of fire. And immediately in your brain you go, he's shooting flames at me. You then hear the shrieking sound. And once again, you just panic. You're shaking again from the wind. Minus 2 to everything. And Welby's protection doesn't apply this time because you've already been shaken through it. Jesus Christ. Right, that was on you. So, top of the round, Wizard.
Where's this obscuring mist?
His emanation point was here.
And then it's 4
one,
squares
two,
over.
3, 4.
In each
and
direction.
From here, it would be 7.5, 15 to about there-ish.
Okay.
So it would be sort of like...
I'm just wondering if I go to the edge of this mist here, so I'm literally just partially obscured in it. I'm going to be behind the Hydra then at that point.
If you go into the mist, it gets concealment the same as you do. I've just thought you're pissing off the audience. You are getting multiple boos from this crowd because of all these people being in the mist. They're unable to see what's going on. So if anyone's noticed, the crowd has split around this mist and you've got a lot of like, ah, fucking wanker! People are clambering over here. You're causing chaos.
That's not my problem.
This is a spectator event.
This is a life or death event right now.
What did we say the range on this was? Was it breath or don't we know?
You don't know.
I don't actually know. All it's I know is it's very toasty.
Yeah, it's fucking real. Just be happy I didn't use a cryo hydra. I very, very Ooh. Nearly did. Just be happy I homebrewed this hydra. Because if this was an actual encounter with a hydra, oh no.
I'm not still under sanctuary now, am I?
You were never under sanctuary to begin with. It's because, well, we basically stood over you and went, fuck!
Right, okay. Right, look, I'm going to come back to the edge of here. Just into the edge of the mist, so I can just about see.
He's got a 20% miss chance. If you're in the mist, yeah.
Right, but I want to cast from there.
Yeah, so you still have a 20% miss chance on your cast.
I'm going to give it a go. I'm probably going to regret this, but I'm going to give it another go. Let's try and lay some more damage on it. I'll cast electricity damage on it again. I'll go with the seeking.
Are you targeting its head that you're closest to, or its body?
I'm going to go into the. I'm going to attempt to go to this head because it's getting four attacks every time. I've got to do something.
Roll to hit.
10.
Hits.
Wait.
Touch AC, is it not?
It is a touch AC.
Yeah. Hits.
10, 11, 12, 13 again.
Its head, and down to the floor. No, there's no need for it. Ooh, well, maybe, yeah, because I'm a prick. can I have high or low from you?
High.
Okay, it's 20%, so if it's 0 to 20, it's bad. 26.
Ooh.
That's good.
Just.
It's good. Its head smashes down right next to the rubble near you. Walker, your turn.
So where am I at this point?
Oh, shit, actually. Before that, can you roll me the 20% miss chance? Because I forgot that bit. Percentile, you can choose it high or low. High.
That's alright.
As long as it's not a 20 or higher.
18. Yeah, 18. So it misses. It takes none of that damage and is in fact fine because your attack misses. Walker.
Where am I at this point?
You're under some rubble. You can shimmy out this way.
So yeah, I'm going to shimmy out. I'm still obviously laid down.
Yeah.
My legs are fucked. I'm not even going to attempt to get up, if I'm honest.
Are you going to fire from the floor?
I am going to be lying down. I've got nice and stationary. I'm going to go into my back. I'm going to go into my quiver.
I've got a bipod.
I'm going to pull out
two
explosive arrows, because I'm going to go for a double arrow shot.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to go for this head, so number 5. Is it within 30 foot?
Yeah, you're going to take a -5 to hit from shooting for the floor.
Yeah, fuck it.
And which head are you going for?
This one.
This one closest. Okay, head 5. Roll to hit.
Am I within 30 foot or not?
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, okay. So a double within, so it's a +8, but then a
-3.
So it's +3.
And then +3 again.
So +3, so that first one's a 6.
Yeah, no, it's not that bad.
And then that one is a 14.
You've been in there for a while. You've made no. I'm going to say it's not aware of you. I want to take its dexterity modifier from its AC, and thus it has an AC of 14. However, you can roll damage for that, and then you can roll me percentile. You said explosive arrows, right?
Yes, I did.
Yes, which you've just fired past a hydra towards a crowded
yes,
stadium.
Yes, I did.
They'll love it.
Yes,
they might not.
You said it's a spectator sport.
Yeah, they didn't pay to be in the cages, Craig.
A D8 +3.
Yep.
4 for my explosive damage.
Better than nothing.
The head is gone.
Okay, wicked.
As you hit it...
Does that shake any of the others because of big explosion?
The head gets hit, the arrow sits, and then... And the head just explodes, chunks everywhere. Can I have another will save from you, please?
What minuses have I got?
You're shaken, and you have a -2 anyway to will saves against fear effects, and you get a +1 from Welby, so you're a -3.
-1.
Yeah, you're crying into the floor at this point.
You've
kind of... You are just having a full-blown meltdown. There are about 8 or so orcs leaning over the stadium, just pissing themselves laughing at this rogue just curled into a ball.
Having a complete meltdown over a hydra.
I'm going to say there's a 20% chance. If I roll the same as you, it's a beneficial happening. So in the top quadrant, 80 and up. If I roll... 0 to 20, it's negative, otherwise it's nothing.
Okay.
26.
Oh.
The arrow flies past the hydra, bounces As the Hydra moves, it kind of catches it in mid-flight, hitting the side of the arrow. The arrow spins off, hits the wall towards the back of the road and explodes again. Another will save. I'm joking. You're just crying. The rogue is a dribbling mess. And it's Welby's turn.
Bombardier Beetle.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fuck him up. Roll to hit, plus two.
That's 20. 18.
Oh, 20. Yes. That's a hit. No.
No. Crit 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Four.
Oh, no, plus two, wasn't it? Or plus one?
Plus one. It's plus two, sorry. For its acid. And your turn?
Yeah. Move me up to Walker. Cure light wounds.
We'll pray as hard as we can.
Come on, Falagala.
Oh, we don't like you, mate.
You didn't put enough gas on the end.
That's one plus...
Did you say it was four? No,
plus four was
five.
Was
five. Yeah,
ah,
five.
So that's six.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, that's six. That's good, man.
It doesn't heal you a great amount of health. Sorry. What it does do, however, is repair the damage to your legs and you feel that you've got more mobility in them.
Okay.
Flahagalaga Hagalagan works in mysterious ways.
Awesome.
Can't travel with no legs.
And that is now the dribbling mess of a
rogue. Complete disengage.
What can I do?
You can cry, mainly. Mainly crying.
I can't get up.
No, you can get up, but yeah, you are shaken. Big style.
So how much minus have I got to do anything?
At the moment, you're on a minus three to everything you do. This has got in your head. You had that clarity in your mind of, I'm going to fuck this guy up. You leapt on its back. You're like, I'm going to fucking no! And it's all gone wrong from there. You can, however, make me a spot check. No way.
You need to stop doing this because I just got a 22.
Hey! Okay, that's pretty good. You notice that against... the outer wall of the arena, just actually beneath the baying orcs, is a dagger. Can I have a will save from you, please?
Nine minus whatever.
You must get the dagger. The moment you see it, you are completely overwhelmed and you must get the dagger.
So whereabouts is it? Is it here?
It's, no, go back towards you, like there-ish.
And this is in the square hill, yeah? So it's two, so I'm out of it.
Yep, you're not in provoked opportunity range, but you have to get that dagger. Like, your thoughts are consumed with, I need the dagger, I need the dagger, my dagger.
But I'm going to get the dagger.
Okay, add an obsidian dagger. Ooh. It qualifies as a plus one magic weapon, and it has a specialised feat as well. Now you've got the dagger and your Copus Mentis again, what are you going to do? You could throw it at the Hydra.
I'm just going to throw a standard dagger at it.
Make me a will save.
20.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you can throw a standard dagger at it.
Okay. 17, 18, 19. Do I get a negative because of the distance?
No, that's about within range. Mm. That's a hit. Which head are you targeting? Are you targeting
the body? Critical is only if you roll it naturally, yeah? No.
Yeah.
I don't know, one in the middle. Number three.
One in the middle, number three. Okay. Number two is currently reared up to burst flame at you.
Yeah,
okay.
1d4.
Yeah, 1d4.
One.
And we'll have high or low, Craig, go quick.
Low.
The blade gets doesn't get wedged in the Hydra's head, it bounces off, dealing some damage, and lands on the floor at its feet. And it takes 1 point of damage to head free.
I did something!
Okay, Hydra's turn. Reflex save, please.
Don't fail me now.
And your beetle, reflex save, please.
26.
17.
Nice.
17. You take no damage on a success now, don't you?
Yeah, if it would take half damage using a success.
Yeah, you take no damage out of this.
Thank God!
Beetle is obliterated. with 8 points of fire damage, you just hear the yeah! As it just shrivels up and
does
burns.
It explode? Does it pop?
Is it going to explode? Okay, it took a high amount of damage. Took 8 points of fire damage, so there's an 80% chance it pops. High or low?
Pop.
So if it's 0 to 20, it doesn't pop. 95, it really pops. and can you roll me 1d4 plus 2, please? Yeah, how close are you to that beetle?
The beetle was there, wasn't it?
Yeah,
you're fine
it's
then.
A good way.
2.
2 points of damage to the Hydra.
Was that a plus 2, sorry?
Oh, yeah, so that'd be 4.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Right. Okay.
Yes, it is. The Hydra has finished its turn. Well, I mean, it could move. Who last hurt it? She threw a dagger at it. It blew fire.
The beetle popped,
but it's now gone.
Singed it.
You threw fire at it and burnt off one of its heads.
Walker also exploded one of its heads.
And it's going to literally move through that rubble, breaking the rubble down and move to there. It's quite an intimidating sight with this. You feel a bit better though.
I'm glad about that.
Right.
Zagria. Yep, head one and head five are both like flapping along the ground following it.
Oh, nice.
Right, well, I'm just going to fucking swing at it with my flame blade.
Okay. Any head in particular?
Head one. Just get fucking
that. No, head one's gone.
No, it's down.
Head one is still down, yeah?
Oh, are you targeting the downed head?
Yeah, make sure it's not coming back.
Okay, the downed head would be more like around by where Weldy is. Okay, because they're literally being dragged.
Oh, okay.
In that case, I'm going to shank it right in the chest. That is an 18.
That's a hit.
And I am doing 1d8 plus 2.
Nice. Good damage.
8 points of damage.
Right, you've stabbed it in the belly button. Top the round, wizard.
Come on, wizard. You're right there.
I'm right there, and it's moved slightly past me, and I'm still obscured by the mist. So, I'm going to go with Orb of Fire.
Are you still in the mist?
I'm in the edge of it. I never disappeared inside it, did I?
No, but on the edge of the mist, you've got 20% obscure, and then when you go deep into the mist, you've got 50%. Mm. So if you step out of the mist with a 5-foot step, it's got no mist chance. If you remain in the mist, it has a 20% mist chance, the same as if it tries to hit you.
Okay, I'll just take a step forward and move. Okay, and go with it. So I've got roll to hit.
Roll to hit, touch AC.
That's a good 4, that's a miss.
You fire this firebolt just as the Hydra moves towards Zagreus, and the firebolt just kind of reflects off the scales on its back. You can see that when this thing generates its fire to release it, kind of shoots down its body, and you think that potentially because of your bad timing you've just hit it when it's a generating flame, which just done nothing to it as it's already heating its own body up. It's so frustrating when you miss as a wizard, because you're like, God the fuck, I need that spell. Such an annoying thing. Walker.
I'm going to take my movement action to stand up.
You're not within his range.
I'm going to use my 2 acid arrows, double notch. I'm within 30 feet, both of them straight to the middle head.
Middle head would be head 3.
18 plus 8 plus 1.
That'll hit.
So
a bit.
I'd be worried if it did.
And then the second one is 5 plus 8 plus 1. So that is 13, 14. Yes. Okay, so and just the one?
Yeah.
So it's a d8 plus 3.
Plus an extra 1 for acid damage.
Oh, yeah. So that's 2, so that's 5, so that's 6 on there for acid damage.
Okay, yeah. Second arrow goes clean past it, but the first one hits it in the face and the head rears up. Welby, your bombardier beetle's now.
I'm a little gutted about that.
He's become a nuclear bomb.
Can you just move me away from the Hydra?
Which direction?
That you way. Will provoke attack of opportunity.
Then I'll stay still.
You can take a Welby,
you've not
step.
Taken a single hit yet, mate.
Yeah, but he plays clever.
I mean, to be fair.
You can take a 5-foot step, which doesn't provoke attack of opportunity, and use it your entire movement action.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just
nudge myself over there.
You're now stood on the rubble that Craig was stuck under.
That's fine.
So you're actually nearly as tall as everyone else.
Hello! Hello, everyone!
Hello!
This what it looks like. I'm a normal-sized person.
What would you like to do? So, our heroes have entered the arena, and as of yet, have not become the dinner of any of Scylla's many heads. Join us next week for episode 15, Overthrown.